This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Today is the fifth anniversary of the Boston Marathon bombings. On the afternoon of April 15, 2013, two bombs exploded on Boylston Street near the finish line. Three people were killed. More than 260 people were injured. The city is marking the anniversary this morning. WBUR's Alex Ashlock joins us now. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Sharon.
Alex, what happened on Boylston Street this morning?
I was there. There were somber ceremonies at the two bombing sites in front of the old Forum restaurant, also in front of Marathon Sports. That's where I was. Governor Charlie Baker was there with the family of Crystal Campbell. She was one of the three people killed in the bombings. The others, Martin Richard and Lingzi Liu. The governor and the Campbell family stood silently in front of a wreath they had placed there on the street, and then the ceremony was over.
Alex, you spoke with some people this morning about the anniversary. What did you hear?
Ambie Burfoot won the 1968 Boston Marathon. He was one of the thousands of runners whose race was stopped on April 15, 2013, when the bombs went off. He'll be running tomorrow for Team MR8, which represents the Martin Richard Foundation. That's the charity set up to honor the 8-year-old Dorchester boy, one of the three people killed in the bombings. And Burfoot believes the 2013 attack and the incredible comeback race in 2014 have really changed the nature of the Boston Marathon.
You wouldn't think you could heighten the emotional rapport that everyone has and the energy in Boston, but it has gone up in the 5 years since the bombing, and Martin Richard is a big part of that.
I also spoke to Tatiana McFadden. She's the great wheelchair racer. She won the women's race the day of the bombings, and then since then she spent time at Spalding Rehab helping people who were injured in the bombing who were treated there.
You know, showing people that, you know, that, you know, life isn't over, you know, when you have a disability, that you can still keep reaching your goals and your dreams. And it's been an amazing part, is just meeting families along the way.
And that's the general sentiment, Sharon, today on this fifth anniversary of the marathon bombings.
This is one Boston day. Right. Give us a sense of that.
Well, this is really a day for the city to look forward beyond the bombings, always remembering they happened. But it's a day when there are basically good deeds done. It's a day of public service projects or neighborhood cleanups. There's a blood drive. Things like that. And I think Mayor Walsh, they established this as a way for the city to look forward. At the same time, they're acknowledging the terrible things that happened here 5 years ago today.
And after today's anniversary, tomorrow, it is time for people to propel themselves 26.2 miles. What about the actual races?
Well, the big name to watch tomorrow is Shalane Flanagan. She's from Marblehead, and she's been a fan favorite here for years. She grew up watching her father run this race.
So it's just kind of a full circle moment coming back to where it all started, and I'm hoping to have my best Boston on Monday.
Flanagan won the New York City Marathon last November. She was the first woman to do that since 1977. She'd like to add a little bit more history to her record tomorrow, Sharon. No woman, American woman, has won the Boston Marathon since 1985.
Whoa. And what about the men's race?
Well, we have Kenyan Joffrey Kiriou, the defending champion, so watch out for him tomorrow. But also Galen Rupp. He was second last year, and he said he made a mistake last year by running the Newton Hills too hard.
Pushing like I did in those hills definitely didn't help. So I think just, you know, remembering that 26 miles is a long ways. You know, when you get through those hills, I think you're around 20. So it's like you got to still make sure that you save a little bit left for those last 6 miles, because that's where the race is really won and lost.
Well, Galen Rupp is right about that. And if the weather is an issue tomorrow, which it sounds like it will be, that'll really be the case.
Thank you, Alex.
You're welcome, Sharon.